Two worlds have come together in a rare teaching program at one of the nation's top universities elsewhere in California. Students at Stanford are reaching across a cultural divide to tutor the Mexican immigrants who clean their classrooms and dorms. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
The janitors arrive at the Latino Student Center, school binders in hand. They're a mixed crowd, shy young men with calloused hands and grandmothers wearing gold crosses. Some are new arrivals. Others have been in the U.S. for years. What they share is a determination to learn English.
Hello, how are you? Doing good? All right.
Hello.
Oh, hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I know.
One by one, the janitors pair off with students, pick a spot in the crowded sitting room, and look over the day's lesson.
Level ones only need the vocabulary sheet, and then level twos and threes need the role play sheet.
Okay. Abelia Ramirez, who washes windows at Stanford Law School, sits beside her tutor, Niji Jane. She checks a drawing of a coffee shop scene and begins naming what she sees.
Hamburger, french fries, ice cream. Soda or juice?
Soda. Yes.
The waiter?
Mm-hmm.
In another corner, Daniel Zihandalar, a freshman, helps Teresa Hermosillo form sentences.
So a sentence that involves a present or a gift.
Do you think it's very good to Christmas is nice occasion for presents?
Perfect.
Okay?
Hermosillo cleans Stanford's biggest dormitory. A widow with two grown daughters, she calls the freshman residents her babies. Twice a week, she gives up her lunch hour to practice English.
You know, because I want to prepare. Sometimes people need me for something out. And then, Teresa, always they call me. I want to help it.
Hermosillo is here because her union, the Service Employees International, convinced local janitorial companies to invest in their workers through tutoring. At companies such as Google or Hewlett-Packard, professional tutors were hired. But Stanford's program, called ABLA, is run by student volunteers. One of them is 19-year-old sophomore Jessica Harris.
I think a lot of people feel like, oh, I want to do something good. I better travel far and wide and better go to Asia and better go to Africa. And I've always felt like you could make a big difference here, even like at Stanford.
ABLA's president is Lauren Meyer, a 20-year-old junior.
I never expected that when I came to Stanford, some of my best friends would end up being janitors.
Meyer got involved after watching some of her classmates treat the janitors who picked up after them like servants.
There was such a lack of appreciation, and so I was looking for something that would kind of connect the two different groups more because they're not two groups that would normally come together and get to know each other.
Now, 2 years later, there's a waiting list of students eager to get involved. For now, their lesson concluded. The Stanford students and janitors share a quick meal of burritos and then go their separate ways. It's hard to say who has benefited more from the encounter. Elaine Corey, NPR News.